ओम शांति। 11th December 2018 ट्यूसडे। टुडेज ब्लेसिंग इज मे यू बी वर्दी ऑफ रिसीविंग ब्लेसिंग्स बाय सीइंग ईच वन स्पेशलिटीज एंड यूजिंग देम फॉर सर्विस। बाप दादा हैज लव फॉर ईच चाइल्ड स्पेशलिटीज एंड सो ही हैज लव फॉर एवरीवन because each child has one or other speciality. Similarly, you also look at each one's specialities. Just as a swan picks up pearls and not stones, similarly you are holy swans. Your duty is to see each one's specialities and to use their specialities for service. Make them enthusiastic about their specialty and make them use it for service, and you will receive their blessings and you will also receive a share of whatever service they do. Baba is giving two examples. The first example is Bab Dada himself, and the second example is of swan. The first example is Bab Dada himself. Many times in the Murli we see that Baba has given multiple examples. Just as they do it, you also do it. Just as the path of bhakti, such a system is there, now you do it considering this gyan. And one more thing is, Bab Dada has given examples of numerous animals, number of animals, and each and every animal teaches us something. Here Baba is talking about swan. It separates nirshir, water and milk, that is one speciality. It picks up pearls, not stones, that is second speciality. So both the examples Baba is giving for seeing other specialities. So he is saying, just as Baba has love for each and every child and Baba sees everyone's speciality, similarly you also see each other's specialities. So the first purusharth or effort is to see each other's specialities. How many specialities we should see? How many? At least how many? At least one. Yeah, there are many specialities, but apart from that, we should make it an aim that throughout the day, whosoever comes in contact with us, we should try to see some speciality where they are. Gyanis or Agyanis, they are BKs or would-be BKs, whosoever they are. The aim is to see speciality, whether they have understood this Gyan or not, whether they accept this Gyan or not. Whosoever, any soul who comes in contact with us, at least two specialities I have to see. Make this an aim, a goal. And then if suppose that is a Brahmin soul, then there are many, many specialities. The very first speciality is that he has recognized Baba. The second speciality is that he has adopted purity. And third step is that speciality is that somehow or other, in subtle or the gross manner, he has surrendered his life, tan, man, dhan, mind, wealth, and body in some way or the other, and that's why he is serving the yajna. So these three specialities are there in all the Brahmins, but apart from this, these are very universal common specialities. But apart from this, some other specialities we have to see. Whosoever comes in contact with us, that is the first. And second, just as the swan picks up only pearls, so who are we? Holy swans, holy hens. So see, only specialities, don't see stones. Baba is using the word duty. Duty is a greater word. It is your duty. What is our duty? To see each other's specialities and to use their specialities for service and make them enthusiastic about service, about their specialities, and let them, help them use it for service, and then whatever service they do, you will receive a small share of that. So this is what Baba is saying in today's blessing. Once, I think we had made a list here long back of all the animals Baba has used in Murlis and given us as an example to learn from them. What are they? What are the animals? There are many. We had made a list long back. For example, ant. What do we learn from ant? Chiti. What do we learn from ant? It never gives up. If it has to climb somewhere, it goes up, ascends and falls, ascends and fall, and ultimately it becomes successful. So ant teaches us that though it is very small, but look at the determination. It has the determination to eat up the entire mountain of sweet, of sugar. So ant is teaching us so many things. And then second is alligator. What does alligator teach us? Graha. What does alligator teach us? Baba gives the example of Gaj and Graha, elephant and alligator. That alligator is, once it catches something, it doesn't give up. It doesn't give up. So it holds something very strong, in a very strong manner. So that also teaches us determination. And then bat. What does bat teach us? It sees at night. It stays awake at night. And they are upside down. And then bird. What does bird teach us? We have to do vihanga marga service. Very fast. And also bird has the speciality to fly. So just fly like bird. And bird is uncaged. It is free. And what do we learn from bumblebee or bee? Brahmari. It keeps on buzzing, and those pupa or worms, it converts into butterfly. Yeah, it is service. So keep on buzzing like the bee. Buzzing means buzzing of knowledge, buzzing of purity, buzzing of vairag. So keep on buzzing. Then camel. What does camel teach us? It stays in the desert and has the capacity to stay without water for a long time. So it also teaches us about account of saving account. Then cat. What does cat teach us? Meow. Don't keep on doing. Why? And then crocodile, it is same as alligator. Then deer. or dog? Does dog teach us anything? Honesty. Honesty. Donkey? Donkey? So you should not become like donkey. That you are fresh and then again it goes in the water, in the mud and becomes dirty. Elephant? Elephant is unaffected. It is going on in his own intoxication. Even if the dogs are barking, it doesn't. It has no effect. So let the dogs bark. You keep on going your way. Like elephant. Very royal. And then fish. Fish is always in the water. It never tries to go out. So we are the spiritual fishes. Fish. We are in this spiritual water called God. And He is our world. So every fish is in that water. So we are that, those fish. And then frog. Toad. What it does? It goes in hibernation. It can go inside. Then fly. Flies. You should not become like you should become like those moths or flies, parvane, which goes attracted to the flame and are burnt. So that's a sort of surrender. What about this honeybee that we said? Horse. It never rests. It is very fast. It right. It goes on very fast. And they put such cover to the horse. Whatever, but its attention should not get diverted. So, very fast runner. Horse is very, very fast runner. And then, what about insect? Insect we said. And lion? What about lion? It roars. It is fearless. Nothing can make it afraid. And then what about monkey? You should not have attachment like monkeys. That is why. It is a lot of attachment. So we should not have attachment like key. But okay, sometimes it is selfish also. Mouse. Yeah, it first blows and then it bites. And then octopus, grip, parrot. Parrot is very beautiful. So Baba has even said many times in Murli, parrot like, don't become like parrot. And then peacock, it dances. And then scorpion, this samasya, these problems, they become lizards and scorpion and they keep on biting you. And snake, it gives up its old skin and take up the new skin. And then squirrel. Squirrel also contributed in building that bridge for Rama. So squirrel is very small, but it also contributed. And then sheep, bhedh. It follows, blindly follows. And then tiger, again fearlessness. And then tortoise, power to withdraw. And that vulture rises very high, but all its attention is below to that piece of meat, piece of flesh. And then crow, what it does? What it does? It doesn't. It's very, very bitter voice. And then whale, it is same as fish. And then wasp is also something like scorpion. And wolf is very, very selfish, very, very shrewd, very, very crafty. You should not become like that. So, this is a huge list. And pig? It eats dirt. And then rabbit? What do you learn from rabbit? It jumps very fast. And nobody can catch him. And rabbit? What do you learn from rabbit? Khargosh. What do we learn? It's very restless. I'm late. In that Alice in Wonderland, that Alice sees that rabbit only and follows him into that dream world. Because it is wearing a watch and it is saying, I'm late. And it follows. And she follows. So, he's always in hurry. He's very restless. It runs all the time. But you have to become cool. Power of coolness. Sheetalta ki Shakti. Sunday's Murli, part 2. Achha, his wound is hot. Okay. So, and what about mongoose? Nebla, what do you learn? That eats snakes. So, these spices are snakes. It doesn't get afraid. And then, lizard. What do you learn from lizard? You know, that's when lizard is there, other insects go away. Okay, you should have lizard. So, who is lizard in Gyan? So, you can churn. You know, this is a huge list of animals. Buffalo. Yeah, what do you learn? It is same like donkey. So, buffalo, cheetah runs very fast. Cockroach. What do you learn from cockroach? Cockroach. They keeps on stay awake at night. Okay. So, deer. Heron. Don't get attracted to golden deers. Baba has said that. Don't get attracted to golden deers. List of golden deers in Brahmin life. And duck? Badak? What do you learn from duck? They move in a pair. That shows the power of gathering. They look beautiful. And one more thing about duck. And about on the surface, outside they are very calm, but inside activity is going on. They are working inside. Outside, they are looking very calm and quiet, as if they are not doing anything. But inside, they are working all the time. Inside, they are thinking about the world. And then, we covered almost everything. Glowworm. This Jugnu. Light. We had done one class on this Jugnu also. About 5-6 specialities of Jugnu. Ruhani Jugnu. Spiritual glowworms. And then guinea pigs. Guinea pig is like monkey. There are experiments they do on guinea pig. They sacrifice their lives for human experiments. Chatak Panchpakshi, that only drinks the water that comes from above. It doesn't see the drinks the water from below. So you know, even in that book of Brahma Baba, there's one chapter devoted only to all the animals. There's one chapter, part 1, part 2. That book is there, no? One chapter is devoted only to animals. What Baba has taught about animals. What we have to learn. Even this, in the path of bhakti, this Dattatreya, he has 24 gurus, and out of 24 gurus, many of them are animals. Some of them as earth, sun, all this, elements and animals. So what Baba is saying is, two examples he has given. First example, Bab Dada himself. Just as Baba sees everyone's speciality, and just as Baba has love for every child, so also you should have love for everyone's speciality. One. And second example is of swan. Holy hens, holy swans. Just as a swan doesn't pick up pebbles, you also don't pick up any stone, but just pick up pearls. And pearls means speciality. There's one avyakta sandesh, message from Bab Dada, and that message is for ORC group. And in that message, Baba has said that you have to collect or pick up the beloved children from this earth. Dharti ke lal. You have to collect Dharti ke lal, such beloved children from the earth, who will become instrument for greater services. Baba is talking with all the seniors, or rather Baba has emerged all those seniors, and then Baba said ki you have done a lot of service, but now one service that is remaining is pick up these beloved or such long lost and now found children of Baba, and then make them instrument for greater services. Just as you have become instrument for services, make them instrument for services. So here Baba is saying your duty, it is your duty. What duty? To see each one's specialities, and then use those specialities for service. Everybody, the skill is hidden somewhere. So bring that skill to the surface. Bring that skill to the fore, and then utilize that skill for service. By doing this, his skill will get sharpened. This is the process of honing. It is known as hone. Hone the skills. Nikharna. You take up their skill and hone them. Just as they have a stone, they keep on making it sharp with that stone. In the similar manner, make them enthusiastic about their specialities, because each and every soul, you know, some way or other is suffering from some inferiority complex. Heen bhav. That I can't do anything, others are doing so much service, I can't do anything, what I should do? That feeling is there. But in each soul is hidden some or other speciality. So bringing that speciality out and putting that speciality to service, helping them, is a great seva. It's a great service. So make them enthusiastic about their speciality and make them use it for service. And you will receive their blessing. What you will receive? Their blessings. It is in the yajna history. All those who came at a very early in the yajna, they did not know about any one of their skills. They were given departments and they did not know what to do. And they learned everything here. After receiving work, after receiving that job, after receiving that seva, and they started understanding it, and they started knowing it, and they started learning from others, and that became a blessing for them. Otherwise, I don't think those who had come in this yajna in the initial stages had taken any special training anywhere, or they had attended some public speaking classes and came. No. Or they had taken some training in some laundry department somewhere. No. They came here And after coming here, all the specialities, they were brought out. So this is how it has happened in the yajna. So all the seniors who were there, they utilized it. Like, this is specially for all the batches of yajna. Yajna has got 5G. Five batches. 1G is till 1936 to 50, when they were in Karachi and they were doing tapasya, that is G1. Then G2, from 50 to 69, those who have taken sustenance from Baba and Mama. And then 3G, from 69 till 2007, till Dadi Prakashmani was there. That itself is a the demise of Dadi Prakashmani is the end of one era. It's the end of one yug in this Sangam yug. Because everything changed. So that is G4. G3? G3. And then G4. G4 is till Bab Dada was coming. And now G5 is going on. When Bab Dada is not coming, old previous videos are being played. And still people get lot of divine experiences. They said, we met Baba. No, Bab Dada is not coming. Bab Dada is... he has already gone. So now it is a G5, you know. But what is the speciality of G4 and G5? Outside. They are very fast. G4 and G5 are very fast. They are very fast. See, Baba is not coming, but I met 2-3 people down and they said, I have got divine experience meeting Baba. And Baba, what Murli it was? 2007 Murli. So, for him, this is the only truth now. They, for them, that palna, that sustenance, that Baba is coming and telling something new, that is not there. For them, this is the only truth and this is the only newness and this is the only way Baba comes on the video. What they see. So this is G5 batch. Now we don't know what is G6. Even this will end now. That will be G7 then. Generation 7. Okay. That is yet. Wait and watch. Wait and watch for G6. We don't know what is that. What is hidden in the womb of time. Om Shanti.